Frio takes on the Hawks this Sunday at Patterson Stadium in a rematch of the 2013 Grand Final. How close were they down at Simmons after the Monday goal just missed after the siren? Michael Barlow, just a lazy 33 disposals down there. Fremantle midfielder joins us on Melbourne's Home of Footy. Michael, thanks very much for your time, mate.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Missed the Monday kick after the siren. How was he after the game?
Oh, he was fantastic. I mean, he's in our leadership group, and for really good reason. I mean, personally, I wouldn't have wanted to have it in anyone else's hands. And unfortunately for David and for the team, he missed. But straight away, the way he carried himself was fantastic. His head was up, his chest was out, and you know, a very proud moment for everyone that was around him, because you know that's probably a pretty miserable experience, but the way he handled himself, as I mentioned, was just absolutely outstanding.
Who cracked the first gag, Mick? Because you've got to break the ice, you've got to lighten the mood, because, you know, it's not life and death. It is a game of footy, but someone would have said something smart.
I think Ross is really good with that. He's usually the one that lets it go, and then a few other boys jump in pretty quickly behind him. But, no, we you know, as soon as we got into the rooms after the game, Ross took us in, And we talked about that kick, but only very briefly. We just said we don't want David to be, we don't want to mention the kick basically again, because you know there's so many aspects of a game across 120 minutes that contribute to you losing by a kick. So probably only the last 30 minutes we really got to work and let ourselves down for the majority of the first three quarters.
Yeah, it didn't seem as though it went your way. There's a couple of things, but the one thing that came out of the game and it reinforced the rivalry that you do have with the Geelong Football Club.
Yeah, definitely. It is. We've played some very, very close games, and from my end, I was, you know, you always want to win, but I was 5-0 going into the game against the Cats, and unfortunately experienced my first loss. But it's a great, I suppose, ongoing rivalry now. It's probably built up since probably early 2011. They stitched us up in a final in 2010 quite convincingly when our list had only been together for probably a year or two, but since then we've had a core group of probably 25 to 30 players that have trained together day in, day out and played probably 70 to 80 games together now, and we've had some really good clashes against Geelong, and hopefully that can continue going forward, because you know everyone's expected them to slow down at some point over the past few years, but they're sitting pretty up there in the top two and three and look like cementing a spot in the top two going into the finals.
Michael, you wouldn't have seen your coach after the siren had rung, but he had a look on his face like he was reasonably happy with what happened, believe it or not. Now, he's considered this week that you're not playing as well as you did last season. What do you reckon has dropped off in your view?
Yeah, I think, you know, I was fortunate enough to see some of his reactions. Fortunate or unfortunate enough to see some of his reactions on the big screen. I couldn't get myself back on the ground for the last 2 or 3 minutes, so watching it a bit on the big screen, he flung the door open, and I thought that must have been curtains. But we did get another opportunity. Yeah, and he came out yesterday, I think it was, and said we're probably a little bit off where we were last year, which is a fair assessment. I think our consistency across four quarters hasn't been at the level. I recall last year a period about this time of the year we were running into the finals, and it was all very smooth, and we were playing four continuous, as boring as it sounds, we were playing four consistent quarters a week and getting the job done. But at the moment, we're drifting in and out of games, giving oppositions a chance, and not shoring things up. So we've had some really honest reviews and meetings over probably since that St Kilda game, which we had a really bad result and weren't playing or acting like we would like to. So yeah, we've had some really honest reviews and meetings, which we think are taking us in the right direction. I think the Geelong game, despite a 2-point loss, we've taken a step in the right direction and pit ourselves against Hawthorn, a red-hot Hawthorn this weekend, and to really test out where we're at and where we're improving.
Michael, are you aware of Nathan Fyfe's development? And I know that might sound like a really simplistic question, but are you watching him with the same sort of awe that a lot of people are watching him, that his development and his improvement and the way that he's going about his football at the moment is just unbelievable?
Yeah, he's in his second year, he's only 19, and that's 2011, and he was just picked for our best and fairest and could have easily won it. And that year, I remember just sitting back and thinking, this kid's taken a massive leap, and can he maintain that kind of kind of form throughout his career. And then he's just gone from strength to strength, won our best and fairest last year. But and credit to him, I reckon he's improved 25 to 30 to 50% again this year, just not only through his, you know, he's got it all. He can win the ball, he can take the mark, he finds plenty of it, but his leadership around the club, and he does have a bit of an aura around him, and when he speaks, people listen, and it takes a very special individual to have that kind of aura at 22 years old. So yeah. Hopefully plenty more to come from Nathan for our point of view.
Yeah, absolutely, Michael. One word, Michael Walters, does he play, yes or no?
I'd like to think so. So I'm going to say yes.